Emoro Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta amaleim lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So there's a special kedushas kohuna that a kohen can't come in contact with the dead, and the Torah goes on to give the exceptions to seven close relatives. So what does it mean, lo yitama ba'amav? So there's a machokes Rabbi Akiva and maybe it's Rabbi Yishmael. What does it mean, lo yitama? Is it a chiyuv that you have to? That lachosa psua hakrova ilav asher lo hitzah l'ish la yitama. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? It's a heter that he can be metame lemeis, he can go to the kfura, or he has the option. So Rabbi Kiva says no. La yitama is you have a chiyuv to be metame lemeis and go to the kfura. Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus. Other cases it's usher to go, but for tzayin kruv you have a rishus. And this is a general machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. In general, when the Torah gives a special dispensation, is it a dispensation or is it a chiyuv? So they talk about the issur of freeing a Eved Kenani. We know by an Eved Ivri, there's a halachas of letting an Eved Ivri go after Sheish, by Yovel, but however, by Eved Kenani, it says Olam Ehem Tavodu. So Rabbi Kiva learns it's Usur. That's what the Gemara in Brachas about how could you free his Eved to make a minion. To Rabbi Kiva's opinion, it's Usur. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it's a Rishus. He doesn't have to. I mean, it says, no, if he wants to, he can. And the third issue is by a sota, a husband thinks his wife might be committing adultery. So Rabbi Akiva says you have to take the appropriate steps of the sota to put the warning in, and Rabbi Yishmael says no, you have the option. So either way, it's a machokas l'shita, so we're passing like Rabbi Akiva that we're mechuyev to. So when a kohen loses one of their close relatives, so he is obligated to be metame for them. And in fact, the Rambam learns from here, this is the source of kavod habrios. This is the source of human dignity. In other words, normally it's usur to for a kohen to mechalel his kohuna, but la yitama. How do I know? How am I showing kavod habrios? By davka going ahead and being mechalel my kohuna. In other words, the Rambam agrees, everyone agrees, that really the ikar kavod habrios is for someone who's alive. But if you're dead, even if you're dead, there's a halacha of kavod habrios and you chayev in kfura. You know, in contrast, they point out by a god, there's a kavod habrios while he's alive, and when he's dead, he doesn't have the same status of a yid, and therefore you wouldn't, there's no chiyuv kfura on a guy, but on a Jew, there's a chiyuv kfura, because kavod habrios, afil la'acham isa, but certainly it applies to when you're alive. In fact, the Rambam learned that that's why the chiyuv is by a kohen. A kohen, in other words, the chiyuv is to demonstrate. Normally, it's us for a kohen to metame lameis, and I go ahead, I'm metame lameis for my close relatives. But by Levi Yisrael, I'm not demonstrating anything. I don't have a, it's not us for me to metame lameis in general. So the Rambam is a chiddush. He thinks the chiyuv is only by a kohen, not by others. You know, Rov Rishonim are against the Rambam, though we assume everyone should as a chiyuv to all the kruvim have a chiyuv. And in fact, that's the whole Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas talks about kavod abrius. It talks about many things, but machlokas Rashi and the Rambam and the Baal Tosfos. The Rashi learns it's hutra. That's the way it was set up. It was set up that the issue was never set up on the close relatives and a Kohen could go to the funeral. But Tosfos and Rambam say, no, it's Tehuya. That's the whole thing. The whole reason is you're allowed to go. You want to demonstrate, even though normally it's Usher, and normally you'd be Machal or your Kohuna, or you become Tamei. So therefore, you go out of your way, you demonstrate it by going ahead and being Metamei Lameis. In fact, that the Rav Soloveitchik wanted to point it out based on this Rambam, that's a din d'oraisa we're talking about, the Metamei Lameis, but it's a din d'rabbanan of an onain. We call it an onain, Mishameisa Mutu Lefanav, that a din d'rabbanan is part of an amitzvah. According to Rashi, perhaps if you're up to it, it's a rishur, so you can do it. We pass in lactosis, Yerushalmi, it's all like a rush, it's us or two. So the shayla is, let's say, is onain, and he misses tefila, and now after the kfura, it's the next tefila. So let's say he missed shacharis, does he have to daven mincha twice, or whichever the scenario is. So what would the issue would be if he's putter from davening, so if it's us from to daven, so then obviously there's no tashlumin. But if I say no, fundamentally he's chayev, except that he's putter, so the Rav thought, according to the Rambam, it should be the latter. How do we show how are we showing the kavod that by being usher to daven? So really you have a chiyuv to daven, but we're showing the kavod by not doing it. So therefore, the Rav thought, according to the Rambam, that maybe there is a tashlumin. That would be according to the Rambam, that would be the issue, a discussion in the poskim, the Rasham. I think we generally assume not, except as the Dagam Ravara points out, that's if you're exempt the whole Zman HaMitzvah. But let's say you had an hour or two to daven Ma'ariv, and then it happened, so then perhaps you would have a Din HaTashluma, but that's the issue here. That the Rambam's writing, or Yitama, you demonstrate, and normally it's Asaf, it's attention, it's Tuchuya. Really, it's Asaf for me to be Matame. But I'm going ahead, how am I showing my Kavod HaBrius by going ahead? Of course, Kavod HaChai, but by being Matame Lameis. And by demonstrating my Machalo, by doing something I usually don't do. Similarly, by an Onain. Chayev to daven, but at kavod ames, I'm not gonna daven, and that would be a nafkamina. Perhaps if it's tashrumin, in the case of the onani afterwards, and that's what we, as we know, the Gemara Tosfos in Ksuvos, that if you have two processions, you have a wedding procession and you have a funeral procession. So when you're stuck and there's no lights, so therefore you got the wedding procession, Rokas Kavod HaChai, like the Gemara tells us, Nicham Avelim Kodem Bikorcholim. Why? Because, as the Rambam writes, because Nicham Avelim is Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, while Bikorcholim is only Kavod HaChai, so you have a double kindness. So we see Kavod HaChai beats out Kavod HaMeis. So that's the issue here, that certainly this Kavod HaBrios, when people are alive, but the chiddush is a few la'achamisa, and that's how the Rambam warns. That's the yidaf kishor, by demonstrating something you usually don't do, by being metame lezayin kruvim, but usually not metame lemeisu by zayin kruvim. We go out of way to demonstrate our kavod, and similarly, the Rav thought based on the Rambam, maybe also the din drabanan as well. That you really should be davening, my stafka don't daven to show my kavod ames, and therefore I'd have to go ahead and do tashruman perhaps. But again, the chiddush is, of course, kavod achai is just human dignity, but the chiddush here is that even by kavod ames, the Kohen demonstrates his Kavod HaMeis by going ahead and doing something which is normally prohibited, i.e. to go to the Kvura to be Metame HaMeis.